saw you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. And baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. And baby girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. If they could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Then you'd be inside of me, and I'd be inside.
Dude, he needs to team up with Walker Wheeler Jr.
That is true.
It'd be a good combo.
That is. You may want to reach out to him, Pepper.
Get the two of them together to do a little duo.
A beautiful animal. Live show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Danish and O'Neill podcast. For us, it's been 3 minutes since we stopped recording the last episode. For you guys, it's been a whole week.
Yep.
Maybe some of you longer.
And we're back.
And here we are.
And we are back.
In your fucking face.
For us, even more behind the curtain is it's just been one day since we had John Little on the show.
Yeah, this is just a lot. This is just a marathon of podcasting.
Yeah, I'm heading out of town, so we gotta get in front of it a little bit.
The John Little podcast was a good podcast. I was listening to it last night, just to see that transition spot.
Yeah,
and I was laughing.
It's always good to have John on the program.
He has some good world views that he needs to share with the kids.
I just looked at Twitter randomly a second ago, and someone like was asking about it, some of his views. Yeah, people probably shouldn't be listening to me. I think he's having second thoughts.
I think that's why he sometimes doesn't want to come on, because I think he's like, I'm going to say something stupid, and it's going to be heard throughout the universe for the rest of time.
People on the Facebook group were really loving the smooching and twirling. They really enjoyed it.
Smooching. Such like an old man thing. What are you guys, smooching in there?
I don't know if you saw this. Jeremy sent me this. I didn't know this was I'd never heard of this in my life, but it's an old friend of the show finally getting his due.
Oh, yeah?
I thought they were divorced. Michael and Paula still together.
Shut up. I thought they were done.
Remember they had said they were done, but it's
you know what brought them back together?
The racism?
Yeah.
She fell from grace?
Well, I didn't know that you were that racist. I love you.
Hey, Paula, it's Michael.
Thought you were kind of racist. Oh, did he?
You remember you dumped me? Now that you kind of fell from grace, no one's going to fuck you. I'll take you back.
Is he Michael Dean? Does he take her last name?
What's his name? Michael Groover.
Oh.
The Groover.
You know his original name was Michael Dassey.
So apparently
yeah Paula,
every year in Key West there's an Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest.
Yeah, because he loved the area.
That's where he lived, and he wrote Michael's tried 9 times to win this contest
and can't get it.
Finally got it. 10 times the charm.
So he failed 9 times before.
He's lost to 9 different men who look like Ernest Hemingway.
Do those guys, once you win, can you come back? Or are you automatically like, don't come back anymore?
So Michael, he did it.
Was he wearing the white suit? Because Ernest Hemingway at times almost looked like...
he's got a white sweater. There's Michael. Paula, you see Paula holding a Michael sign right in front of him.
You did it, Michael.
Michael, oh, you're Ernest Hemingway, Michael.
You
going to be eating butter out of my pussy tonight.
There's no blacks at this bar, are there, Michael?
Oh, no, there's gay people. Oh, wait, do we have a problem with gay people? No, just black people. Jesus. How did she bounce back from this?
I'd like to thank the Academy, the Hemingways.
Dude, how did
give
she...
Give me the microphone, Michael. I'll thank them.
I know how she bounced back. Her demographic is...
I know she bounced back that body.
She bounced those titties.
She hit it and bounced right off. God.
Again, two people I would pay to watch fuck one time. I'd like just to see how it's done.
I'd like to smell it. Just smell that butter.
Oh, I'd like to smell Michael's cock after he pulls it out.
So Michael, the contest was held at Sloppy Joe's.
Oh my God.
Which
give me that cream pie.
I've been to, by the way.
Have you?
Because Key West is very small. I went there for a spring break once. It's just like one strip.
Why is it so popular? Is it nice? I've never been.
It's all right. It's weird. It's like a lot of gay dudes.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of
chickens just wandering the streets.
I've heard that too.
Hot as fuck because it's the southernmost point of the U.S.
Yeah.
And you never know. You could see somebody swimming up from Cuba, just wash up on shore.
How did it become like an area for gay guys to go to is what I'm curious about that.
I don't know how that happened.
It's interesting.
Who started? Somebody must have started the party.
I guess it's kind of like how did West Hollywood become?
How old would you think Michael is?
69.
62.
62. He looks 74.
He's a harbor pilot.
Michael's a harbor pilot?
Yeah, he's a boatsman.
He can fly that cock into Paula Deen's mouth.
Can't you just see him wearing that fucking boat, the captain's hat?
He's a boat captain and a harbor. Oh, he's a harbor pilot on the
boat. Yeah.
Boat.
Look at this fucking.
He's not still doing that. He's a multimillionaire.
Look at that medallion he got for the competition in the top left. It's like a Flavor Flav dinner plate.
Jesus, look how red.
It's huge.
Look how red he is from high cholesterol or high blood pressure. His face is like bright red. Either he's wasted or he's got terrible blood pressure.
Dude, his eyes can barely open. He looks like he's like high. I don't know if he's just from poor diet.
Yeah, I would. Dude, he's not still a pilot, is he?
I don't know.
He's married to Paula Deen. He's got millions.
So here, the contest is judged by former winners.
You got
151 entry. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Semi-finalists included entrants from Australia, Norway, and Ontario, Canada. People who fucking travel the
world.
What
the fuck? Well, I guess it's not
that.
Dude,
they must be pissed that they're like, oh, this celebrity guy, he only won because of Paula Deen.
Yeah, but he did lose 9 times before, and he's been with her the whole time.
Groover Michael said he shares Hemingway's love of fishing and hunting and has written a book called My Delicious Life with Paula Deen. I looked to see if that was at the library because I would love to read that.
Dude, oh, yeah, I like eating her food and,
and her pussy.
Like fingering her butt and stuff. Wait, what's he have to say about it?
Nothing.
I like her racist views and...
I like her sons.
Yeah.
They're nice.
I like how much butter she uses on stuff.
I like her white pubes.
I like her big fat titties.
One time we partied with Guy Fieri. That was nice.
I like bringing them ships into harbor.
My delicious life with fucking Paula Deen.
Who told her? Paula Deen's like, Michael, you got to write a book now because we got to make more money.
Michael, they're sick of me. You got to get out in front now, Michael. God. Maybe when she was in trouble, he had to be the face of the operation.
What is she like behind? Dude, he looks like a plantation owner. I mean, come on. You know what? That guy to be the face. Well, you're trying to get out in front of like a huge racist thing. You don't put Michael out there.
Oh, Michael.
You're like, Michael, you better hide. You don't look like you like black people either.
Do you think this was his attempt to get out of Paula's shadow? He wanted his own claim to fame.
Do you know how far you'd have to walk to get out of that fucking fat bitch's shadow? Come on.
I can see her having like butter in her pockets in case
at all
she
times.
Just needs to like lick her hands.
I think she has melted butter in plastic bags under her tits. I think she even puts sticks of butter under the tits and lets it melt, drip down, and Michael licks it off.
She wears a butter bra.
Oh, how fucking round are those areolas?
Yeah, I'd say pretty round.
Oh, she got pretty big areolas.
That's one of the things I like about her.
Yeah, he has an earring, doesn't he? Or he did.
I think he did. He had to take it out for the Hemingway, though.
Yeah.
Hemingway doesn't wear an earring.
Oh, this sweater's period appropriate.
Paula Deen's got so much money, she may have bought... his old wardrobe.
I think
Hemingway's actual wardrobe.
She may have bought the judges.
Fuck it.
She may have fucked some of the judges to get Michael to win.
dude.
This is his 10th time. This is getting embarrassing.
I would, honestly, for like 10 seconds, love to have Paula Deen like ride me. Ride me on top. Like just stick it in there, see the warm buttery gravy. You wouldn't do that? Just put it in one time.
I don't think it would be hard, to be honest.
No, I mean, you have to rubber band it off.
Jesus. Was Michael watching? Is he stroking it in the corner?
Of course. Dude, I wouldn't doubt if that's how this they roll now.
Paula, keep riding. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep...
I like how he's giving it to you.
Can you bounce your titties up and down a little more?
You talking to me or Paul?
I'm talking about Paul over there.
Let's do this is the practical joker off. Who's the better practical joker here?
Okay.
This is USA Today. So I guess a guy.
Should we put this on BetDSI?
It should go up there. I think. Who's the best practical joker? By the way, check out BetDSI. Promo code DO101.
Yeah. It's great site. I use it to gamble now. I'm gambling all the time now.
You can bet on the UFC. You can bet on pretty much, it seems like, most anything.
Any combat sports. Yeah. Absolutely. And football, basketball, baseball.
You know what I want to bet on? Did you see someone tweeted me this? There's a guy, this British bodybuilder who's like insanely jacked.
Who is he?
He's fighting this Iranian bodybuilder who's the Iranian Hulk. God.
I saw it. I saw the photos.
Freaking.
I saw the photos.
I want to bet on that.
Where are they fighting?
Nowhere.
M1 Global?
Nowhere where there's a commission. I'll tell you that.
But I bet it's M1. Is it M1?
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
That'd be a good one to go.
Yeah. Love to bet on that.
I saw those freaks. Dude, by the way, it's going to be about 30 seconds of action, and then it's just going to be gas.
Oh.
They're gonna gas so fucking hard.
Dude, they're both like the most freakish looking people I've ever seen.
There's
in my
no
life.
Cardio in there. There's no cardio.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on a limb. Say they're not even walking to get in shape.
But yeah, check it out. You can get the BetDSI app. They've been around for 20 years. They fucking pay you fast.
They pay you hard, and you love it.
Yeah,
and they make it not dangerous.
Put your money on Gustafson for the UFC in December. And then Super Bowl's coming up.
Super Bowl's coming up. NCAA tournaments.
There's a ton
in the
of college.
Near future.
Shit.
Ton of college.
This
football
is the
games.
Primest fucking time ever.
Support your local college. Put some cash down on them. Support the show. Everyone likes it. Go for the gold.
DO 101.
So this is New Jersey. Apparently, some guy. So the cops had a mystery. They were getting dirty diapers, were just being dumped on the street. Over and over.
Wait, in front of the police station or something?
Just random spots. They couldn't pinpoint where.
Just like so, a shitload of dirty diapers would show up out of nowhere.
Just all over the streets.
Okay.
So he was doing it at intersections throughout Franklin Township, I guess is the town. He did it for a year.
At night? When
yeah,
they would wake up and.
Doing it at night.
Okay.
The guy's name, they finally caught him. It's William Friedman, 68-year-old man.
What? Where's he getting all the dirty diapers?
He's of Newfield, New Jersey. He got spotted making his last drop around 3:15 a.m. on a Sunday.
This guy's up early as fuck.
He was a joker, man.
He's committed to this.
The cops said he would do it at least three times a week at different intersections.
For a year?
A year straight.
So this guy's 150 times he's dropped a shitload of dirty diapers.
They said he would hit one... A couple months, he would stay in one area, then he'd move on to a different intersection.
How many could he never get
a time down. They were trying to fucking pinpoint him.
Couldn't they just put somebody there all night for like a week and
or
catch
cameras
them?
Like in the traffic lights?
How many diapers was he dropping?
It sounds like a lot. It doesn't say, but Officer Garrett Moretti, it's a great New Jersey cop name, thought he recently had detected somewhat of a pattern. He decided to patrol the area around routes 47 and 40 early Sunday. That's the guy who caught him.
I want to see this movie where the guy's like, all right, holy shit, it's a pattern. Everybody's been doing a pattern.
He's like making a
we
chart.
We got him.
He's spending hours. His wife divorces him because he needs to find the diapered bandit.
The fucking kids.
They're like,
have no respect
don't pay attention to us anymore. I need to catch him.
Kids are getting beat up at school. Your dad's a shit. Whatever, shit detective.
So that's when he saw the driver of a box truck drop a load of soiled diapers in the roadway, caught him in the act.
You know what would have sucked if you just were happened to accidentally drop a load of diapers there and you get blamed for all of it?
Like
them?
It just fell off your truck by accident?
You had nothing to do with it?
They're like, you did it. You're like, it's the one-armed man, goddammit, it's not me. So he pulled them over in a traffic stop. Friedman was taken to the police headquarters where he was interviewed about it. He admitted to dropping the bags multiple times at multiple different intersections throughout the past 10 months. He's claiming the diapers were his grandson's.
Well, how many shits was this guy taking?
He must have, I don't know. He must have been like, he must have been giving him a lot of fiber.
How many is Baby Barb throwing down in a day of diapers?
In terms of shits, there's some days where it's only like one shit a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's not sometimes.
Oh, so this kid definitely had some fucking problems.
He may have like Crohn's or something.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to make fucking, you give me Crohn's, I'm going to make lemonade. He said it almost became a game because sometimes he saw the officer sitting in an area and he'd go somewhere else. This guy loved the cat and mouse.
He's driving a fucking box truck and he's like, oh shit.
They're on to me.
They'll never catch me.
The motive in the case seems to be, in quotes, nothing else than this gentleman thinking this was funny, which it's not, one of the police said.
It's pretty funny.
In a Facebook post detailing the case, police said Friedman allegedly saw the axe as a joke.
Oh, my God. That's great.
This guy's 68 years
old. It's fucking great.
June 24th, a motorcycle accident in the area is blamed on the slippery bag of diapers roadway. This guy could have killed somebody. This guy caused an accident.
And he kept going with it.
Yeah, kept going.
Dude, this guy's phenomenal. This guy actually almost caused an accident.
It did cause an accident.
Or can you imagine that guy on the, whoa, what is this under my tire? It's a fucking
shit.
He probably fell in the other dirty diapers.
Got road wrecked.
The greatest prank of all time.
The motorcycle was totaled. The driver had minor injuries. Dude, this guy went down hard.
The guy thought he could just drive through it. He didn't know it was going
to
be so
fucking. I think as a part of this guy's court, he should have to, this guy, the motorcycle guy should be able to do whatever, like kick his ass.
I think he should be able to put a fucking dirty diaper in his face.
And this guy, with it.
That this guy soils himself.
Friedman's charged with interference with transportation in that case, which might allow the motorcyclist to be reimbursed.
Oh, wait, yeah, I mean. Dude, might allow?
Dude, this guy faces is up to $1,000 in fines in connection with 9 township ordinances.
Isn't it littering? Is there an ordinance on littering?
$1,000, that's it?
It seems, I mean, but I guess what do you do with a guy? What, do you put him in prison? You put him in prison for dropping dirty diapers?
One of the cops says it was a game with officers on who would get him. They were like, yeah, who's going to track him down?
That one guy solved it, though, dude. He solved it. There's not a lot going on in this town, by the way.
The head cop said he said Moretti, the cop who got him, I believe he'll get a free dinner from some of the other officers. They took down this guy. So that's one practical joker.
Right now, this guy is shining pretty bright.
Yeah, he has time committed, 10 months, which is, I mean, that's a hell of a long time.
He also caused an accident.
Yes.
Do you think? Okay, let's hear this other.
So this is my local paper from from, or one of. It's called the Lawrence Eagle Tribune.
Ooh, the Eagles.
I've appeared in it for some various sporting accomplishments. Whoa. None of them swimming, because that's when I was a younger man. So this is a high school student. I don't know if this seems like a prank. We need to break this down. High school student, she's a female student at a place called Da Vinci Charter Academy. I don't know why they're printing this, by the way, because this is in Davis, California. This is in October. She allegedly baked her grandfather's ashes into a batch of sugar cookies.
This is a tight race.
Gave them to her classmates, some of whom were aware that they contained human remains before they ate them.
Really?
The fuck?
How old were you?
High school. This is insane.
Dude, and they knew it.
Some knew, not all.
And they go, this is great.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to try it.
Oh, what a terrible tasting cookie.
Yeah, there's ashes.
Oh.
Not a flavor.
Fucking disgusting cookie.
She brought the cookies to school on October 4th, gave them to at least 9 other kids. Some of them ate the cookies without knowing the extra ingredient. Were horrified.
Would you be pissed if you ate a cookie and then someone goes, hey, by the way, it's my grandfather's ashes?
Wouldn't be happy.
what kind of crime is this, though?
I don't know. He said some students knew and still ate them. Asked if the allegation seems credible, one of the cops gave a long sigh and just said, yeah.
What is this, a Dassey?
Lieutenant Dassey.
Yeah.
School resource officer reported that two female students were involved in bringing the cookies to school. Their relationship is unclear. How hard is it to figure out how they're, like, are they friends? Are they not? Are they family?
Does it even matter? They did it.
But the girls are not siblings, and the deceased man was the grandfather of only one of them, so it's probably a friend. The police opened a case and have been trying to determine which penal code would apply to baking human remains into food.
Exactly. That's where I was. It's like, what crime did they commit? I don't know.
Yeah, officers considered a California penal code section regarding the disposal of human remains in an improper manner, but public nuisance charges might be more appropriate.
Yeah, what are you going to get for that? Not disposing of a body properly.
Yeah.
$20 fine?
Yeah, it's like...
That's probably some fucking ordinance from like 1894.
Community service. Authorities are working with the school to determine how to proceed here, which shows you the authorities are like, we don't even know what to do.
Why don't you just suspend them?
Or expel them.
Or whatever, yeah.
Students have been cooperating with the investigation. Andy Knox, a student at the school, told KCRA-TV that he was just about to go into his environmental science class when a girl in the same class offered him a cookie. Whoa. When she told him there was a special ingredient, he assumed it was marijuana. I didn't believe her until she pulled out the urn. He had the urn in her fucking bag.
Oh, no, look right here. That's my grandfather. What do parents think about this?
What the fuck? What the hell's going on?
By the way.
I'll try those, yeah. Can I get some more of those cookies?
The inmates are eating. Tell them to stop eating so many urn cookies.
Hey, Bill, you can't use that ice machine like that.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Brendan. I'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You don't take that, Brendan.
Hey, you tell that cocksucker. You go over. He ruined my life.
Dude, okay, first of all, why are you just taking cookies that people are handed out? You can't eat stuff that's just handed out. You don't know where it's coming from. You know what people's motivations are. If it's a family member, fine.
By the way, this Andy Knox fellow was one of the people who knew what was in it and ate it. He said it didn't taste unusual, but in quotes, if you ever ate sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel a crunch in between your teeth.
Oh, grinding grandpa up in between your chompers.
So there was a tiny bit of that. How do you eat that? How do you not spit that out everywhere?
You know, go back to high school, though. You're like, oh, this is cool.
He said the cookie contained tiny gray flecks and that the girl once had once offered him the ashes if he switched seats with another student in the classroom.
We offered raw ashes?
I guess.
Hey, by the way,
this lady's an ash lover.
Can you swap spots with me? I'll give you a handful of my grandfather's ashes. You're like, I don't want that. What kind of fucking barter system is this?
It's like when Borat offered his pubes all the time.
It's like, dude, this chick's fucking deranged. I love it.
The Charter Academy principal, Tyler Millsap, sent a letter to parents that this issue going on right now has been particularly challenging, and our staff has responded appropriately and in the most respectful and dignified way possible for all the students and families involved.
Wait, I would probably eat one. If someone's like in high school is like, hey, by the way, bake these, I'd probably eat one.
I'd shove one in my ass. Millsap said he regrets the story has been taken up by the media and said there's no health risk to any of the students. I can say that those who were involved are remorseful and that this is how now a personal family matter. We want to respect the privacy of the families involved.
What was, they don't list the motivation for this? Because what does she want to do? Is she going to scatter her grandfather's ashes in the stomachs of all her students?
And he wanted to be then through the shit and then through the toilets and through the...
Maybe her dad was like, or her grandfather was like a pederast and he wanted to be inside children.
That's true too. Upon death, just like he was in life.
Yeah.
In the asses of children.
Coming out of the asses of children.
Very bizarre.
Wow.
Two bizarre situations.
Both extremely creative. One caused a motorcycle accident, so it gives it a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah.
But the cookies, I wish I knew more about what these chicks were thinking about this.
Yeah, is it a joke? Is it they thought it was like they thought it was taboo? Like, what is the motivation? Very bizarre.
When I found out she brought the urn to school, then she started trading ashes for swapping seats. I don't know, man. Close one.
Was she walking around going, oh, yes, Undertaker?
Man, I think you got to go. I don't know. I can't pick.
I'd say
you might have to put a Twitter poll out.
Yeah, tweet us. Who is the better prankster? Is it Diaper Man who goes for 10 months evading cops?
Or Urn Girl.
The Urn Girl. Who would you rather party with?
Or Ashy Emily.
I don't know if I would trust either of them, by the way.
Yeah.
They're really, you don't know what they're going to pull on you.
Diaper Bill or Ashy Emily?
Fucking Ash. So crazy. Imagine going to someone's house and they're like, oh, you want to bake cookies? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, let me sprinkle these ashes of my grandfather in there.
How did they concoct this scheme? Also, like, the ashes were just sitting up there and the mom was like, oh, I'm going to get rid of these things.
Do you think she ate one? I would hope so.
I'm sure.
Like, if anybody should eat one, it should be her.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
I mean, how many cookies did she have, too? Did she bake a shitload?
I don't know. What kind of cookies? They said sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies?
Yeah.
I would have gone chocolate chip.
I would have gone Rice Krispie treats. Would have got rid of that. That texture problem. Would
terrible.
Would have been.
No, I think it would be worse.
Dude, this guy.
All the flecks stuck in that marshmallow goo.
This guy's like, it wasn't bad, but you know, you ever have something very gritty in your mouth? Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Sand is the worst thing ever to get in your mouth.
It's like.
You ever eat a tiny sandwich or something that
at the beach? Yeah, it's horrible.
It is the grainiest, just most disgusting thing ever.
The noise it makes is horrible.
Oh, ugh. Can't stand it.
Now we're going to go for a battle of the apes. Which apes are doing it better?
Okay.
So this is from Jared. This is from The Independent from the UK. So some guy in India, he's died after a group of monkeys reportedly pelted him to death with bricks from a tree. Real life Planet of the Apes, dude. These things killed them.
There's like a monkey island that all the monkeys were all test monkeys that they raised on the island. And then when the test facility abandoned the area, they left all the monkeys there. And they all have a deadly form of herpes that people can get. And if they pee on you, you can get the herpes.
Jesus.
So they stay away from the island. This isn't the same thing, but this sounds more deadlier.
Speaking of spring break, I might go there next year.
Yeah, nobody's there. It's pretty remote.
This guy's name was Dharampal Singh. He was collecting pieces of dry wood in Tikri, Uttar Pradesh, when he was struck by the bricks, which hit his head and chest. Things have good aim.
Wow. Where was this?
In India.
Oh, they do have some pretty big monkeys. Was this up in the northern part?
I don't know.
They have some pretty big fucking monkeys up there.
The animals collected the bricks from a dilapidated building nearby.
What were they getting ready to build their own shack?
I don't know. Or kill you with bricks. His family have lodged a formal complaint about the incident.
With who? With the monkey's family?
The cops. Officers are refusing to proceed with a case against the animals.
Is that what it really says?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It said the monkeys threw more than 20 bricks at him.
How? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He was hit on the head, chest, and legs, thrown from quite a height. The bricks were enough to kill him. The guy's brother said these rogue monkeys are the real culprits and they must pay for it. Police officers have declared Singh's death an accident. Doesn't really sound accidental.
Sounds so premeditated.
Like he wanted to kill him.
These monkeys went and got the bricks and waited for
Maybe
him.
He did something to him. He like flipped him off or he like taunted him with
tried
food.
Tried to fuck him?
Yeah. The cops said, how can we register the case against monkeys? This will make us a laughing stock. They don't know what to do.
Dude, India's not having a good time with monkeys.
No.
First, you have that monkey driving the bus.
Monkey bus driver.
Now you got monkeys building their own houses and throwing bricks.
It's a gang. They killed this guy. Villagers have repeatedly complained about monkeys causing havoc in the area and told the Times of India there's no solution in sight.
Yeah, because monkeys are sacred.
In April, a newborn baby was reportedly snatched from his home in eastern India by a monkey.
It was killed.
Yeah, he was found dead in a well. 2007, the deputy mayor of India's capital, New Delhi, died following an attack by a horde of monkeys. This guy was the mayor.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He
got killed. He said died following an attack.
Oh, following an attack.
Yeah.
I saw falling.
No, he got killed. The mayor. That's an assassination.
Dude, here's what happens. So you give these monkeys free reign because they're sacred. Now they're taking their land back.
It says he did fall, I think. It says he fell during the attack from a first floor balcony and later died of head injuries.
Wow. Dude, these
monkeys are crazy.
They're crafty. I was there, man. They're everywhere. I told you about the one that got real crazy with me. It was in a stairwell.
I'd be terrified.
And it went like this. It got all up like a fucking cat, and it was big. And it was going to come get me because I was taking pictures of it. Did not like pictures being taken of it.
Well, you didn't ask permission. You got to get them to sign a form.
Dude, if those things wanted to fucking go buck wild on, they could take down a whole village. Just biting people, this ripping
real,
them up.
I don't know why we're not. This is a real life Planet of the Apes. These things are rising up and they're taking people out.
And they, dude, now that they know weapons, these are going to teach other monkeys throwing bricks.
Dude, they can get guns.
Kill a guy.
If they get guns, we're in trouble.
Dude, we're not that far off.
Dude, these things are crazy. Fucking, dude, hearing just any this alone, not that I was like had a trip booked, but I would be terrified of these monkeys.
Dude, wait till you go there and they're literally running everywhere.
And they're big and they're strong.
They're everywhere.
They're smart.
Some of them are huge.
They could.
There's these black and white ones up north that were giant beasts.
They can rape you.
Yeah, they'll rip your dick off.
They'll rip your arms off, your finger, bite your fingers. These things are.
We don't know how good we have it, dude. In that town I was in, Nonital, they had huge monkeys. They had leopards running through the streets. There's all kinds of crazy shit.
Jesus.
That's just walking to school. You could get killed by bricks being thrown at you.
I don't know if we have any Indian listeners, but if you're out there, be careful.
Dude, I do think, though, they'll teach others. And this city will be uninhabitable by humans because they'll throw bricks at you.
And then, like we always say, with the animals who get the taste for the bestiality from the humans, they have a taste for murder now. And they want to kill.
These are murder monkeys.
Yeah. Jesus. Sitting in the trees. You're just trying to collect some stuff. Next thing you know, you're getting pelted with bricks.
Hey, America, you don't know how good you have it.
We may have political differences and whatever.
We're not getting stoned to death by monkeys.
Yeah, and you can't press charges.
Monkeys are throwing us out of the first floor window.
They're going to do a police lineup. Was it this one?
They're not coming to the mayor's mansion and throwing you out the window.
Jesus.
Dude, these are small monkeys. You imagine you get some chimps that come into town.
Oh, it's over.
You get some. If you imagine if you got the gorilla population like way back up, build the numbers up, and then they go, you know what? We're tired of living up in the fucking mountains. We're coming down to the city.
Dude, I'm worried these things might get in boats and head over to the U.S. and start taking us on.
They could.
I don't put it past them. So this one, next one's from the Daily Mail. Apparently, back in the day, an endangered Bornean orangutan named Pony.
This is a sad sick story.
Was discovered in 2003 in a brothel village at Kerang Pangai, central Kalimantan. I believe that's in Indonesia. Chained to a wall and lying on a mattress.
With makeup on her.
She'd been ruthlessly and abhorrently exploited by local palm oil farmers who would come to the village and pay two, whatever their currency is, to have sex with her. Having been snatched from her mother when she was a baby, her captors treated Pony extremely harshly, shaving her every 2 days and forcing her to wear perfume and makeup. Imagine fucking an orangutan and your only complaint is, could have had a little more perfume and makeup on, for my taste.
Dude, this, and they taught the monkey how to perform sex acts. There's something, this is one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard.
An orangutan prostitute, which means there's a market for it.
Yeah, they said, so when the SWAT team came to like get this, they had to bring in 34 cops to get this out of the village because people were threatening these animal rescuers with guns because this monkey was making so much money. So basically people in the village were like, no, dude, we love fucking this monkey.
I also heard, though, they needed so many cops because they knew at least 50% of them would be fucking it.
That's true,
too. So they had to, oh, no, we lost
them. Or had fucked it. People were like, I didn't remember.
You imagine being an orangutan's pimp? You're like, you're not working hard enough, Pony.
You better, you know what? The dollar, your return on money is going way down. Dude, this is how AIDS got started. People are like, well, what? Some guy had sex with a monkey? People, farmers. They said mostly like farmers were coming in. This is insane.
You think they're like,
this was a regular thing that seemed to be socially acceptable.
You haven't fucked her yet? What are you, gay? You're not fucking the hooker.
It's like those kids that fucked that donkey. And if you didn't fuck the donkeys and
it's peer pressure
and like figure out how to have sex, people didn't want to have sex with you because they thought you were a dork.
You imagine being a human woman prostitute in this town, how bad you would feel. The ponies driving around in a fucking mink jacket and you're poor and no one wants to fuck
Pony's got a brand new scooter.
This is
one of the most disturbing things. This is like the reason why I think civilization shouldn't exist anymore. These guys actively pursue monkey sex at a brothel.
By the way, why this is like probably the the least relevant question of anything here, but why name an orangutan pony? It seems so bizarre.
It might mean something in whatever language they speak in Indonesia.
As you said, she was taught to perform sex acts on demand for the customers. Who taught it, by the way? Who do you bring in for that?
Dude.
Some fucking weirdo animal trainer?
I can't believe that this is like... Who thought of the idea? Who's like, you know what we need in this place? We need to get an orangutan.
I think this is like a family business that's been handed down for years. It's like, well, you got to find your orangutan and make your fortune. This is like the oil fucking, they're like magnates.
But why is it so acceptable in other countries? Or is it not frowned on at all for someone to be like, oh yeah, we're going to go fuck that monkey.
This is the first ever in the history of the show. We've never had an animal prostitute that I know of.
No.
People paying.
For years.
Yeah. Lone Drosher Nielsen, which sounds like they don't sound Indonesian.
Nielsen? The Nielsen? They're the head of the Nielsen ratings.
He was part of the team who rescued Pony back in the day. He told the Sun, when I found that she was used for prostitution, not just a pet, I was horrified.
It is. It made me feel just as bad as I would feel for any person.
Oh, it's horrible. He said, perhaps in my naivete, I had never thought it humanely possible to do such a thing to an animal. We're with you, Nielsen.
It might be one of the most depraved things that I've ever heard of someone doing to a fucking animal.
Michelle Desolitz, a director of the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, told Vice back in 2007, the farm workers would come in especially for her. You could choose a human if you prefer, but it was novelty for many of the men to have sex with an orangutan.
Novelty.
According to Michelle, her owners were reluctant to let Pony go. It sounds like the owners are Michelle's, but it's Pony's. Her owners were reluctant to let Pony go when the team initially tried to rescue her and even threatened them with machetes. She was being used as a sex slave. She was probably about 6 or 7 years old when we rescued her, but she'd been held captive by a madam for a long time. They had the cops go in with AK-47s and other weaponry. They demanded they hand over the monkey.
Dude, now
the orangutan.
See why these monkeys in India is maybe they're on to something.
Word spread.
Yeah. Maybe that guy was trying to actually lure them into monkey prostitution.
They looked at his passport, saw he had been to this area. He was bringing it to India.
Wow.
They said, not on our watch. From the brothel, she was taken to a nearby sanctuary run by the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation.
She didn't like men. She would only go with women until like years later.
She slowly recovered and male carers were slowly introduced to her. She didn't seem to be afraid of them anymore and she was happy with any company she could have. Eventually, she was moved to one of the islands.
But she always craved that D.
Yeah. She's like, why am I not making so much money anymore?
Yeah, it's like, my lifestyle has changed dramatically.
I don't work. I'm retired.
I don't have like a bed. I sleep outside.
What do you think? Those other orangutans are hotter than me? She's in good health. She's 15 years on from her ordeal. Now lives in an enclosure in Nyaru Mentang Rehabilitation Center with 7 other orangutans. I don't know if they were hookers or not. She may have the worst story of them all.
They're like, oh, wait, what? No,
I was just working for a railroad company.
I lived in a cage in a garage.
I thought I had it bad in the circus. I wasn't fucking.
They just did like a couple of weird surgeries on me for medical experiments. This lady, 6 years in the brothel.
Monterado Friedman, Sanctuary's communication education coordinator, said, living for so long with humans and being treated so appallingly whilst in captivity, it was not easy for Pony to learn to live as a wild orangutan.
No, but I would imagine not.
They said she would go to like street corners a lot.
She was given hand jobs constantly.
By the way, this is extremely sad, but sometimes you got to make jokes about things that are sad.
It's so disturbing, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but I mean,
what else can you do?
When someone reaches this level of depravity, it's unbelievable.
It said, Pony's been going through a long process of rehabilitation to forget her ordeal and regain her wild nature to become a true orangutan. Maybe a true blue beach pony orangutan, as her name is Pony.
But we have to credit Duncan from the Danish O'Neill fan page.
Thank you, Duncan.
For posting that.
However, the keepers believe it's unlikely she'll ever be allowed to be released into the wild.
Yeah, she's going to be like constantly jerking off everybody.
Like,
dude, what kind of sex acts do they teach this thing to do? This is like, I don't know, man. This is insanity.
By the way, I just read this. Could be the most insane part of this whole thing. It says, because of the lawless nature of rural Indonesia, no one was ever charged for this. which is insane.
I feel like you should burn.
It's legal. This is legal.
How bad are the women prostitutes treated too?
Oh,
that fucking place.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It said orangutans are currently classified as critically endangered, mainly due to their habitats being decimated by palm oil farming, the same scumbags who prostitute them. Millions of acres, blah, blah, blah.
How do you even advertise this as a novelty? Like, hey, you know, you've had sex with women.
Who was the first guy, by the way? He was like, yeah, I'll pay for that.
But is there something going on in that segment of society where they're like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely take a role on this. Like, what's going on in that?
One woman in the village and she's like elderly. I don't know. It's bizarre. How does it come to this?
Yeah. I mean, there clearly was a market for it. And she knew the madam of this thing knew that people were out there fucking whatever they could. Is this what happens? Like, if you put like a chimpanzee in prison, would everybody just start fucking it?
Yeah.
You're not fucking that orangutan, are you, Brandon?
I just can't wrap my head around
this. I didn't send you to prison to cover Bobby's crime for that.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Are you raised? Is this genetic?
I don't know.
And is it nature or nurture that allows you to be like, oh, yeah.
Do you do it once or then you're like, hey, well, it was pretty good. I'm going to go back.
I mean, how many farmers are there? It sounds like this thing's working steady for 6 years. It's such a moneymaker. They don't want it to go.
And if no one's punished, why wouldn't you just do it again?
Yeah. There's another pony too.
Yeah. They're like, hey, this isn't the original pony.
They probably call her pony because it's like, you want to ride a pony? Then you get there, you're like, it's a monkey. I thought it was a pony.
They're like, you can cross two things off. You fucked a pony and you fucked an orangutan.
I mean,
Jesus.
I can't even, it's hard to fathom.
It's crazy that when you think of like mankind, that anyone is capable of that. Of any of it, of doing the prostituting, of paying the fucking around. It's just crazy.
But not only that, it seems to be a social norm.
Yeah.
It was not abnormal. It's just like, yeah, you want a novelty, a new thing?
And then I think once it becomes a thing.
How much fucking are these guys doing where they're like, you know what? I'm so tired of human pussy. I'm going to go get some fucking orangutan pussy.
I can imagine, because you know their finger, I can see a very leathery texture.
Oh, dude.
It just sounds horrific. Say it goes crazy, by the way, when you're fucking it and goes nuts and kills you.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's not giving blowjobs because I think it would bite your dick off.
Whether it's trained or not, I wouldn't even sit next to it, by the way.
How do you get hard?
I don't know.
I think all of these farmers that fucked it should be shot.
Yeah.
They should all be killed.
Yes.
Because there's something wrong
with
you.
Or at least have their dicks chopped off.
Yeah, because you'll fuck anything. A baby.
Child,
Fucking anything. If you're fucking an orangutan.
By the way, you're not only doing it, you're paying to do it.
Yeah.
So what you're willing to do for free.
Is it free?
What you're willing to do for free is anything. Really anything.
Anything.
Inanimate objects, trees, rocks.
Something's wrong with you. And
yeah.
You should just be shot.
It's insane, by the way. We were saying this, I think, last episode about that Dassey's lawyer. These people they have careers. These people are farming. They're farmer. They're making a living. They're living lives. It's crazy.
Oof.
Imagine being a wife and you find out that not only did your husband sleep with a prostitute, but by the way, it's an orangutan.
Probably doesn't care. Probably just, like I say, it doesn't seem to be like, if you found this in the U.S., I mean, people would be like, I mean, it would be the most appalling thing. But this seems to be like a whole village rallied around with their machetes. They're like, you're not taking pony anywhere.
I wouldn't fuck an orangutan for $1 billion.
No.
$1 billion? You wouldn't even be able to enjoy it.
It's like
you couldn't spend it.
That Black Mirror where the guy fucks the pig. And
how are you going to spend the money? Every dollar you spend, you're going to picture that horrific experience.
No, dude. Yeah, there's no way.
It would ruin you.
Well, I don't. There's not even a way that I could.
No. It's insane.
And people are, it seems like this is like on a regular basis, there's enough people that are fucked up in the head where they're like, oh yeah, definitely, I'm coming.
Do you think, and I would say probably not, but this orangutan probably never had sex like ever again in its life, I would guess. Probably like almost like a abuse victim.
I don't know. I don't know.
You would guess probably not.
It's
crazy.
I can't speak for Pony.
So sad.
Do they keep Pony's name Pony?
God, it's so sad. I would hope not.
Sorry for the sad note, but it's also fascinating. Oh, it's, like, you're like,
how does it happen?
Yeah.
For years.
It's... Well,
you play it. You're like,
I'm assuming it's real. This could just be, I'm assuming it's
you're
real.
You're dating a new woman, and it's like, let's go through who you've slept with.
You're going down the
well,
list.
Well, this woman on spring break. I fucked a dude one time. It's a hooker in Indonesia. It was an orangutan.
Pony.
Oh, that's cool.
Her name was Pony. She was an ape.
Don't worry, a great ape. She was wearing makeup and perfume. It's not about some. And she was shaved. I'm not a freak.
I like how that she was shaved to make it just slightly more human. What would it matter at this point?
I don't know.
Wow.
God, it's. I think we need to bring the show up. This will save.
Who wins that? I don't know. Brick.
I think the brick throwers, because they got revenge for the.
I think that guy, just for humankind, mankind. I think that was justified.
This is just a quick thing, but apparently, who sent me this? I don't know who sent me this. I think I may have found this myself. So there's a group of ghost hunters in Ohio. And their only concern with looking for homosexual ghosts.
What is this, dude?
They don't want any.
What kind of niche society have we become?
They want no straight ghosts. I love their belief. It's like, there are straight ghosts, but there's so many out there that we believe we can get in contact with gay ghosts.
What's their fascination with gay ghosts?
I think they're all either they're LGBT people.
This is an LGBT-sponsored ghost hunt?
Yeah. So they said, we decided that it's weird that we always assume the ghosts are heterosexual.
They call
themselves the queer ghost hunters.
I got to be honest with you. Between this story and the last story, I really think that we might be on the brink of self-destruction.
It's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine. There's a docuseries called Queer Ghost Hunters on YouTube.
Is there really?
Yeah. So they're just tracking down gay ghosts. Here they are.
I mean, are they taking this serious?
This lady said, I've always thought I could find a lesbian ghost. Here's footage of them looking.
Are they laughing or is this real?
No, this is real. They're looking. They're all gay, these people. So they're looking for spirits like them. They said that why people think the ghost hunters are all straight.
Oh, God. Who even thought there was a gender in ghosts?
Yeah.
Or a sexual attraction. These people might fuck orangutans. I don't know, man. I never even thought in my life, like, oh, yeah, that's a heterosexual ghost. It's a ghost.
I assume
they don't exist.
I assume they're all bisexual.
One, they don't exist. Two, there's a gender of ghosts?
They said they've spoken with 15 LGBT ghosts so far. Do you think they're like, wait, this one's straight. We want nothing to do with it. Get it out of here. They've talked to a lesbian nun, a gay prisoner, and a trio of performers from a 1930s gay bar.
Dude, do they ever think that maybe a ghost is lying to them about being gay? Or are they like, prove it. Suck this
ghost dick.
Suck this other ghost's dick over here. The guy's like,
you're straight. I gotta go.
I'll be back.
I just wanted to be me. You guys seem like cool people.
We don't want to talk to you.
I'm lonely. Don't do this to me. Who else have they met?
Man, I've got to be honest with you.
Right now, this lady has two things that are like these long, I don't know.
Like dowsing rods?
And she's like, did you keep it a secret in your life that you were gay?
Oh, my God. Oh, so their thing is like, we're going to free them up because some of them probably couldn't be who they were.
Yeah, she got a yes, and she goes, wow.
Dude, wow. We have really jumped the shark.
Here. Oh, there's just too we have too much freedom. Yeah,
too much.
It's too much. Too many options. She said that's some tough stuff. I'm sorry.
It's like it's real.
They went inside a men's bathhouse in Louisiana.
Whoa.
Looking for some of these
one that actually works?
They said, are you attracted to Scott? They said that's
Scott the hot one of the group?
He's a hot gay ghost hunter. He's got the biggest ghost
and they're like,
dick.
Oh, we love.
Oh, they go, that's a yes. And they go, that's a hard no. Big laugh. I get a big laugh out of it. The ghost wants nothing to do with Scott.
One of them wants a hard, one of them's like a hard rock hard yes. The other one's a limp no.
Wait a second. Someone else, he said, well, thank you. I'm very flattered. Scott, so humble. The fuck?
What, hunky Scott over here. I heard that there used to be other ghost hunters, but all the ghosts wanted to fuck Scott. So the others got jealous and they left to form their own group.
Gay ghost hunters. Ghost hunting in general, you're very niche. You're like, you know what? That's not specific enough. We need gay black ghosts who performed
at 5 foot six.
Who performed at Mardi Gras one time. What the fuck? So crazy.
Dude, and if I were the LGBT, I'd be like, we have to distance ourselves from this shit.
I'm sure there were members that were like, look, I'm gay. This is stupid. There's got to be a lot of people.
Yeah, well, the guy from Kids in the Hall. Scott Thompson. Like, he's like, they hate him because he really riles some feathers. Because if he saw this, he'd say
asexual? I don't want you in my group.
Yeah. He's like, it's gay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gay.
And then he said, well, maybe we'll allow some. I mean, I can't remember what the exact combo was.
You're paraphrasing.
Yeah. But it was along those lines. If he saw this, he'd be like, you guys aren't. Get the fuck
gay
out of here.
Ghost hunters. Since it's, man, what a good time to be alive.
It's just like that book. We've entertained ourselves to death.
It's yeah.
It's happening right before our eyes. Did you have to keep it a secret? Wow.
Are you guys ghosts? Are you gay?
Who knows if they're gay? Who cares? They're ghosts.
What if you're trans, you can use either portal for men or women ghosts to come back into the real world?
Maybe the Ghost Buster franchise will now do a gay. They're only hunting gay ghosts.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
But it's a dead serious. It's not like a joke.
Yeah, it's like a documentary.
It's like they find two ghosts.
I'm actually kind of tempted now to watch this YouTube thing.
Dude, trust me. I'll be up all night watching this.
It seems like it's ripe for the pickings in terms of just mocking it.
We might have to revisit this after watching a few episodes.
Yeah, also, it might be a new favorite show.
We might fall in love with it. This might be the new 60 Days In.
Scott Maples might be on it. Something tells
What's
you.
The name of the show?
I think it's called Queer Ghost Hunters.
But like, that could just be gay guys hunting regular ghosts or women.
Or just guys or gay, who are anybody. Or could be homophobes who hate queer ghosts.
Oh, or gay ghost bashing?
Trying to get rid of them.
Gay ghost bashing.
Yeah, they don't like them.
Oh, okay.
They're like, get out of here. We don't want you in our area.
Dude, I would be great to get like some bigoted guy who thinks his house is haunted, tell him it's a gay ghost in there. And he's like, you son of a bitch, you get out of my house.
They're like, are you jerking off to Larry? That's a yes? Oh, man.
Just go
get
there.
Get the hell out of
go
here.
Go there and fuck with some like racist asshole.
The guy loves ghosts, but he does not like anything.
Yeah.
Not only is he gay, he's black.
You motherfucker.
Get the hell out of here.
We should start doing that show. We're just going to these dumbass fucking bigots.
Go. Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I don't think that's where they live, but they drove through it the other day on Making a Murderer.
I used to go to Oshkosh.
Remember they were driving. The father said, Oshkosh, by God.
Dude, I love when they talk about Sheboygan because that's where I used to stay when I would race at Road America.
The boy.
In Elkhart Lake. Sheboygan is actually a nice little area. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was so close to the Avery clan.
Yeah, over the Yondas. Over the Yondas, whatever that means. Let's close out with this. This is from, I've been sitting on this one for a while. This is Dallas News. A Texas great-grandmother thinks she finally got revenge on the massive alligator that ate her miniature horse a few years ago.
Good old-fashioned. What is she's like an old Charlie Bronson.
Yeah, that or like
a Death Wish sequel.
You take my mini horse, you're going to die.
I've got a set of skills that you don't know about.
Took old Judy Cochran one shot to kill the 12-foot, 580-pound gator.
Whoa.
At a ranch Sunday in Goodrich, the Houston Chronicle reported. She's about an hour northeast of Houston. She said, we think this is the gator that ate one of our miniature horses several years ago. By the way, she has no evidence. And by the way, she also is the newly elected mayor of the nearby area of Livingston.
Dude, you know what they say? All alligators look the same.
She said, as big as this gator was, he could have easily eaten it. You have no evidence. That's profiling.
Yeah.
I don't want this person to be my mayor.
And I guarantee you could start a movement that people would actually join saying that, like, this lady was profiling alligators and saying they all look alike.
Yeah, what a racist.
That's where we're at right now.
The pond where she killed it is the same one where her grandson, who was then 5, killed a gator 9 years ago. Kid got in the game early.
Wait, the kid was 5?
Yeah, killed the gator.
How big was this fucking gator?
I don't know.
What'd he kill him with?
Probably a gun, I would guess.
5-year-old?
Yeah.
Killing gators with a gun?
Polk County. I don't know if that's where Al Bundy grew up, from Polk High.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of only 12 in Texas with an alligator hunting season, she said, and its limits gave her barely a 20-day window to take care of the business.
Oh, you think she's like, we got 20 days to get that son of a
bitch. But it happened years ago. What took her so long? She was just building up her fucking courage?
That 8-pony boy, our little baby pony.
Permits and tags had to be procured, and hunters are mandated to first catch the animals on a hook. So it's like that show.
Gator, yeah.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. As a public official, she wanted to let people know she followed the rules. We don't just go to the ranch and hunt a gator. She wants, you know, doesn't
want
the
ranch.
Voters. She doesn't want the voters to be alienated by her actions.
They probably love it.
On Sunday, according to KDFW TV, Channel 4, her son-in-law lured the alligator with a seasoned raccoon, which means rancid probably, set over the pond and called to let Cochran know that this lady wasn't even there. She just got called in to shoot it. That's weak.
What a fucking...
She was in the meeting at the time, but she had to wait a bit before she could grab her Winchester 22 Magnum.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm going to have to leave this meeting early about this paving the streets. I got to go kill the gator that killed my mini horse.
Man.
Cochran, who her grandkids called Nana, is already anticipating the alligator meeting boots that are...
she's going to get the boots.
Yeah.
Did she be walking around that town with those goddamn boots, a purse made out of it?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be, this is the one that ate pony
Maybe
boy.
Maybe a hat, like a over the head, like fucking
a leather bandana.
She says, don't mess with Nana. She's trying to really play this out, that she's a badass.
I hope this alligator eats her.
By the way, it sounds like your mini horse got too close to fucking wild animals.
By the way, mini horse is not an indigenous species.
Yeah.
Alligator, an indigenous species.
By the way, I think I'm on the side of the alligators on this one.
Dude,
I wouldn't vote for this
I'm
woman.
On the side of the monkeys, on the side of the alligators. I'm on the side of the diaper bandit.
You think the diaper bandit?
Cookie maybe a...
The cookie lady's a freak.
Yeah, I can get behind the tomfoolery of the diaper guy, and I like that he was trying to outwit the system. Like, he's like, oh, I saw cops there. I'm going to a different part.
Guy was playing a 10-month game of cat and mouse, throwing duty diapers out on the streets, and he almost killed a motorcycle rider.
My vote goes for that. And versus monkeys versus humans, I got to go monkeys in the bricks.
Jesus.
And this alligator eating this lady's pony, I got to get behind that.
What if she realizes that she gets another mini pony and she realizes she killed the wrong one?
And it's bigger.
It's like, oh, shit. It's been
eating ponies all the time.
It could be this one's lover. It's like a revenge. It's like, you killed my fucking lady. Now I'm going to kill every pony you ever get.
Hey, man, it's alligators. Like, they're going to eat your fucking horse.
How great are some places in the U.S. where you can be a mayor of an area, of a town, whatever, and you're killing fucking 12-foot gators because it killed your mini horse. So crazy.
The ultimate revenge story.
What, I mean, you go with the smear campaign with that. What did the other person running against her do? Like, fuck the prostitute orangutan?
He shot a bird that built a nest over his over his front door.
He killed 50 birds who shit on his car on his way to work. It's insanity. This lady's a great-grandmother, for Christ's sakes.
She's probably,
what kind of behavior is
she's
this?
Probably only like 52 years old.
Oh, wait till you see the boots I get out of this one.
How old was she?
I didn't
She's probably like 55.
28.
It's a real...
But why do people have mini... You can't ride a mini horse, right? Some of them are... you can have that as a service animal. They allow them on planes.
My dad wanted to raise Shetland ponies.
But what do? You sell them?
They used to be super... Well, yeah, they're like a novelty.
They do competitions? Like, what are they for?
I don't know. Just to have them in your yard. They used to be like 30 grand at the height. There used to be...
The Shetland pony market crumbled.
There was a bubble, a Shetland pony bubble. And there was also an ostrich bubble. Ostrich used to be.
Like, I see that more than a mini pony.
A breeding pair used to be 30 grand. Now they're like $500.
Of ostriches?
Yeah.
I want to get an ostrich egg and egg somebody's house.
I have an ostrich egg here.
You egg somebody's house?
There's no yolk in it. It's huge. Dude, you would give a guy a concussion. You would break a window. The egg would go through the window. They're fucking giant. They're almost the size of a they're like half the size of a football.
Yeah, it's like a bigger it's like a softball but bigger.
Yeah. It's like a mush ball. Do you remember mush ball?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever done it.
It's like a softball that's bigger and stuffed with like rags or something. It's very cushy.
I heard they play it in India.
You can break your fucking wrist when you hit it with that bat.
Did Mushmouth from the Fat Albert play it?
All right. Well, it's been another titillating time.
We hope you guys are spreading the word about the show, telling people at dinner parties, hey, you ever heard about an orangutan named Pony?
Yeah, well,
you know, guess where I learned about it? On the Danish and O'Neill podcast, number one bestiality. And current events podcast.
Yeah, our self, it's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy here. And we got to stop saying
it. It's a vicious cycle. We say it, then we get sent the stories, then we have to do it.
But they are the most fascinating stories.
It's one of the last taboos out there.
You really can't beat, like, because some of them are sad and others just like it's not that sad.
Along with gay ghost hunting,
send us your absurd stories. And
gay ghost hunting may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I really feel like that has, we've crossed a line now that there's no returning from once I heard that.
But it's like, I get it. I mean, I get that everyone wants to feel.
But it's not even about, it has nothing to do with gay, straight, anything. It has to do with the fact that people have now invested their time in something this bizarrely niche.
So specific. And it's like, we need to go to a former bathhouse, see if there's any gay spirit there.
And it's like I get it. Like, you know, our podcast is a bit niche-y, but at the same time, I feel like everybody needs to feel special. So they're like, well, we're going to do that, but we're going to do it different. We're only going to talk to gay ghosts.
We're here at the old glory hole.
By the way, ghosts.
Florida. Wow, it turns out there's a ton of gay ghosts here.
There's a line. The glory hole's still operational.
This is phenomenal. You can get your dick sucked by a gay ghost, your human dick. It's insanity.
Yeah,
people are marrying ghosts, yes. Trying to fuck ghosts. I mean, what?
Somebody fucked like 30 ghosts. They're having ghost sex parties. By the way, ghosts don't exist. Go fuck yourselves.
There may be just people watching humans being like, look what's happening here.
Somebody wrote something like that. That this is aliens are watching us and they saw us something about this fucking an orangutan and they're like, yeah, no thanks. We'll just move on.
Yeah, they're like, we were gonna land and try to help, but we're good.
Man, the fucking shit that goes on. Humans are just the fucking worst.
Yeah.
They really are.
Mankind.
Us included. Just fucking despicable creatures. We ruin the environment. We fucking tear everything down. We just destroy each other.
Interfere in nature.
Oh, it's so good.
Kill crocodiles for being crocodile alligators. Sorry.
Just get a meteor to take it all out. We're so self-important.
Fuck. When the apes take over, you only hope that ponies.
I'm a friend of the apes. I will be welcomed in. I will be a servant of theirs.
Pony will get revenge.
No, dude, I'm safe. I'm a I've always loved monkeys and apes.
They're going to prostitute out humans.
It would be bad.
They're going to have their way.
Big old gorillas with their tiny dicks.
Yeah. With their big masculine gorilla hands.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting choked by one of those?
Oh, they ragdoll you, like rip your scalp off.
Oof.
Rip your dick off. Wow. Beat you with it.
Beat you with it. Beat you with your own scalp.
Feed you your own scalp.
Stop hitting me in the face with my own hair.
It hurts. Why hit yourself?
Oh, man.
Well, we're going to go on a gay ghost hunt. We'll let you guys know how it goes. We're going to get Victor, the paranormal expert.
Paranormal gay ghost hunter.
Gay ghosts of this dressing room. I don't think you exist.
To be honest with you, I think he might have been on to something like that. He was into ghost farts and stuff like that. he was super niche.
Gay ghost hunting.
Man.
You guys are just straight ghost hunters. We have no respect for you.
There's just one straight ghost who keeps following him around and popping up and like, get the fuck out
of
here.
We don't want to talk to you. Enough. Get out of here. He's like, what? I gave a guy a hand job. I was a young kid. I was just experimenting.
That doesn't count.
We don't want to do it.
Well, I'm here hunting gay ghosts. Why do you think I see this ghost balls? He's gay.
Why do you think Joe Rogan hangs out with ghosts? It's
gay. Man. All right, everybody. Check out Beach Cops on Patreon. Check out the True Blue Beach Pony t-shirts. Check out the Boner City t-shirts.
Bonercity.threadless.com and True Blue Beach Ponies are at danishandoneal.threadless.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Tell two friends.
Are you a listener and haven't yet reviewed the podcast? What are you waiting for? Give it five stars in text. And come on.
Don't forget to use, get on BetDSI. Start gambling some of that money. Yeah, you got a couple bucks to spare.
You guys are all rich. There. We know we appeal to a rich crowd.
We've done the demographic breakdown.
Yeah,
and
a lot of you are oil tycoons.
Yeah, it seems like the majority of our listeners make over $500,000 a year.
Which is crazy, but it's true. Yeah. We've seen it. SoundCloud lets us know that.
We were going to change the name of this podcast to the 1%ers, but we didn't.
Thought it was too arrogant.
So check out BetDSI. Sign up. Use
Get
the promo
some bets
code.
Going. Come on.
Use the promo code DO101.
Say you're not, you know, a sport. Say you're sport. You like sports, but it's losing its luster for you. Put some money on it. It's going to get exciting again.
Or you just love yourself some reality shows. Or you just love yourself some politics.
Bet who wins the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Something for everybody. There's really no excuse.
Get the kids in there.
You can bet on whether Santa is going to visit your house.
I don't know if that's on there.
I don't think it is.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Play that tune.
We love you.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed, Danish and O'Neill's a beat.
Wait one second.
In my books, you never turn a blowjob down.
Did you see, real quick, a little quick post-show talk, that P-22 has not been accounted for since the wildfires?
Yeah, but...
But they're not even over here, so why...
There were 60 acres burned in Griffith Park, but that was it.
Yeah, so I don't... But why do they always lose track of its fucking...
don't they have a collar? I don't understand why it would have any effect on P-22 whatsoever.
They said a bunch of other mountain lions, too, but it's, I guess they live in
do you think
wild
he's
areas.
Dead?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. A lot of suspicion if he's gone. It's going to be...
May have killed himself.
Look, I've been doing some night hiking. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why is there a new paw prints in here?
Wait, why is there a stuffed mountain lion in the corner over there?
You said you got it on a trip.
Yeah, I don't know why that the wildfire would have any effect on P-22. He lives like 50 miles from it.
Yeah, I think they just want P-22 to feel relevant with the topical news stories.
Yeah, there's some of those wildfires caused like Ventura, like there's mountain lions running down the street and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Some other P's, whatever number they are.
P-88.
Something like that.
All right, everybody. Enjoy yourself.
Adios.
Goodbye.